This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Actual professor Margot Cleveland tweeted, "Right now, Joe Biden's bank accounts are 100% more relative than Donald Trump's tax returns were." Margot is so right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Wow. I was in the first hour talking about the Bidens and the trouble that Hunter has gotten the family into, but it isn't Hunter's fault. It really isn't. It's the enabling Joe Biden and the rest of the people around him that watched what Hunter did to his dad, how he pulled on the emotions of a father wanting to help his son. And like most leftists, they can't demonstrate tough love. They say, raise yourself, kids. I've listened to these kids say, I wish my parents had shown me love by giving me boundaries. They never turn out well. I mean, you're going to end up being destructive. I'm not telling you kids aren't going to make mistakes, but they're going to make a lot more mistakes unsupervised. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, it is the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So this story I was reading about the Bidens, and we got a lot to talk about today, just for the record. The town hall, the smear campaign of the Bidens, we got some funny tweets. We got Joe Biden claiming he was a professor. We found out that Scully lied. C-SPAN Scully. Oh, somebody hacked my email account. That's what Fox asked me. Kevin, tell me somebody hacked your account. Tell me a staffer posted what you posted. I said, no, I did it. See, what happens when you're up front? You don't get suspended. You get fired. But you know what you get to do? You get to go home and sleep well at night. And that's what I did. Lots of stuff to cover today, folks. More show than I can tell you about. Lots of it. I could do aspects of the show that only deal with just parts of what we found out, what's happened with Hunter Biden, and it would be the entire show. Certainly an hour. Forget about how many people were killed in Chicago and Baltimore and St. Louis and elsewhere. Oh, yeah. Black Lives Matter still killing black folks. Forget the number of abortions and women's right to choose and Me Too movement nonsense and all the other stuff that's going on out there, because Hunter Biden is soaking up all the press. Hillary Clinton couldn't be more happy. Oh, my goodness. And why shouldn't she be? We got Democrats now finally starting to wake up. They're turning on their former party. They're looking at this stuff going, come on, guys. You know this makes no sense. Oh, it's a smear campaign. Anyway, I was reading an article. They said, no criminal activity, this is the BBC, has been proven. No evidence has emerged that Joe Biden did anything to intentionally benefit his son. But it has raised questions about potential conflicts of interest. See, this article was written last week. It's already old. They know Joe Biden helped his son. There's now evidence. You don't have to pay attention to it. You can call it conspiratorial. Maybe we'll get into it. But let me tell you, people know Joe Biden helped his son. His son said it. I couldn't have done it if my name hadn't been Biden. I don't have to say that about my dad. I've done everything I need to do on my own. Even if my dad's name was Biden, and not, God forbid, but if my dad's name was Trump, I'd still say I did everything based on my abilities. Did my dad put me in front of the right opportunities? Sure he did. Legal opportunities. You aren't having this discussion about the Trump boys. Donald Trump has done business all over the world. You are not going to find anybody that will tell you they did it not by the book. Biden can't say that. Bo Biden riding on Air Force Two. Everywhere daddy went, Bo got a deal. Anyway, they say no criminal activity. But anyway, they said a State Department official raised concerns back as far as 2015. U.S. lawmakers launched an investigation, found that Hunter's work with the Ukrainian firm was, quote, problematic. But there wasn't evidence that the U.S. foreign policy was influenced by it. What? Joe Biden actually saying, on record, I stopped an investigation because I was going to withhold $1 billion. No criminal charges were proven against Burisma either, the report. I mean, BBC, seriously, is this a puff piece? The company issued a statement in 2017 saying all legal proceedings and pending criminal investigations against it were closed. You want to know how? Joe freaking Biden. And it goes on. There's nothing illegal about sitting on a board of a company whose family members serve in government. Although Hunter Biden now says that serving on the Burisma board may have been poor judgment. That's what Barack Obama said when he got found out about the house deal he did with Anthony Resco, who's in prison. He said, I might have exercised poor judgment. That's what Hillary Clinton said when they talked about her emails. Oh, you know, maybe I didn't exercise the right judgment. It was poor judgment. That's what Comey says. That's what all of them say when they're caught doing something that they shouldn't have been doing. It was just poor judgment. Hunter Biden's lawyers said in the statement on October 2019 that he has undertaken these business activities independently. He did not believe it appropriate to discuss him with his father, nor did he. And you know what that was? That was a lie. I feel like Maury. We have the results of the DNA test. When asked, that was a lie. He says, Hunter told the New Yorker magazine that on the only occasion he had mentioned Burisma, his dad said, I hope you know what you are doing. Yeah, right. His dad helped him broker this deal. Democrats in the media have covered for him. It's a leftist scandal. I would tell you it's bigger than anything else, except it can't be bigger than trying a coup against the president of the United States. Trying to wipe out Trump, then when he becomes president, a four-year, ongoing, never-ending coup that they think is going to go into his second term, and it is not. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. I've told you many times, don't worry about Donald Trump not winning. He's a winner. You're winners. You've elected a winner who's going to win again and get his second term. And when he does, if you think that you've seen the expose of what's been going on in this country for the past few decades, wait until Trump serves a second term. It's going to get real ugly for the Democrats. We got a lot to talk about, folks. It's going to be a heck of a show today. Keep it here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We have another batch of emails, some exclusive to the show. We believe they also came from Hunter Biden's laptop. We can't prove that they did. We haven't examined that computer. But every detail that we could check, including Hunter Biden's personal email address at the time, suggests they are authentic. As we told you last night, if these emails are fake, this is the most complex and sophisticated hoax in history. It almost seems beyond human capacity. The Biden campaign clearly believes these emails are real. They have not said otherwise. We sent the body of them to Hunter Biden's attorney and never heard back. So with that in mind, here's what we have learned. On November 2, 2015, at 4:30 in the afternoon, a Burisma executive called Vadim Pozharsky emailed Hunter Biden and his business partner, Devin Archer. The purpose of the email, Pozharsky explains, is to, quote, be on the same page about our final goals, including but not limited to a concrete course of action. So what did Burisma want exactly? well, good PR, for starters. The executive wanted, quote, high-ranking U.S. officials to express their, quote, positive opinion of Burisma. And then he wanted the administration to act on Burisma's behalf. Quote, the scope of work should also include organization of a visit of a number of widely recognized and influential current and or former U.S. policymakers to Ukraine in November, aiming to conduct meetings with and bring positive signals and message of support to Burisma. The goal, the executive explained, was to, quote, close down any cases slash pursuits against the head of Burisma in Ukraine.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. And that is exactly what happened. Everything against Burisma got shut down, and the Biden family started making a lot of money. That's why. Glad you guys are back. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. This is not going to go away. Bad news for the Biden family. Bad news for Democrats, just bad news in general. I think that, I mean, I'm going to take the sensitive side of this issue for just a minute, which is unusual, but I think that Joe Biden really, there's a part of him that wants to do well, but he's watching all this crooked activity. And he's saying, if you go back and you listen to some of the things Joe Biden said, you know, like living in an urban jungle, he's not incorrect. If you let the Democrats do what they do, it is going to be an urban jungle. What would you call it right now? I would call it an urban jungle. The problem is, Biden can't have his cake and eat it too. You can't try to be on the side of the Democrats and then try to make logic and reason out of the nonsense that they do. Biden is right. When they talk about some of these criminals becoming super predators, what do you think happens when you let people get away with crime? When the prevailing attitude of a community is snitches get stitches, and they want to defund the police, and they talk about pigs in a blanket, roast them like bacon, and then you wonder why there are super predators, people walking the street who will put a bullet in your head and nobody's willing to talk to you about it. What else would you call them? See, that's legit. If you are like me and you say, no, I will tell you in a minute, there are super predators out there in the black community. There aren't any super predators in the white community that you know of. I mean, those are the ones that are sanctioned by higher ups. But there are super predators in the black community that the federal government doesn't need to protect. They're just out there. They're floating around. Biden, at one point, he has logic and reasoning. It's misplaced because he's, I'll be honest with you, and I know this is going to make some people think different, but Biden is a Republican who goes along with the Democratic way because he's too afraid to go against the grain. Many of his other ideas are completely Democrat. Don't misunderstand me. They're socialist. But at his core, he's a Republican. Now, I don't want him. He's an idiot. And, you know, I don't want people feeling like, oh, Kevin, you're trying to recruit. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, when Biden is telling you the truth about the state of things, he's technically correct, but he can't do it as a Democrat. And all the things that he was thinking are things that, quite frankly, have gotten him in trouble. Now, where do we part from Biden? I just want to be real clear. We part from him when he starts talking about all of his racist, these ideas about blacks that he has. We part with him. I don't, you know, Biden is stuck in the 60s and the 70s, maybe even the 50s, but he's stuck there and he still sees black people as somebody he's got to help while he doesn't help. It's just all talk. If he were helping blacks, he would say, look, I'm not going to placate you. I'm going to make you work hard. I'm going to make you want to overcome these things and overcome the stigmas and the stereotypes of blacks. Because when you do it, you're going to feel a sense of pride like you've never felt before. I'm not going to coddle you. But anyway, he's in big trouble. And rightfully so. I played a clip he got asked about the New York Times story. He said it was a smear campaign. People are trying to stop him. They want to upend his goal. They know he's close. Biden will be a three-time loser running for president. He never should have gotten past the primary, but he did. And he's guilty beyond belief. It's insane how guilty he is and how easy it's going to be to prove, and people are already beginning to prove it.
Burisma wanted Hunter Biden's father to get their company out of legal trouble with the Ukrainian government. And that's exactly what happened. 1 month later to the day, on December 2nd, 2015, Hunter Biden received a notice from a Washington PR firm called Blue Star Strategies. Blue Star Strategies apparently had been hired to lobby the administration on Ukraine. This show has exclusively obtained that email. "Hello all," it began. "This morning, the White House hosted a conference call regarding the Vice President's upcoming trip to Ukraine. Attached is a memo from the Blue Star Strategies team with the minutes of the call, which outlined the trip's agenda and addressed several questions regarding U.S. policy toward Ukraine," end quote. So here you have a PR firm involved in an official White House foreign policy call. How could that happen? Good question. But it worked. Days later, Joe Biden flew to Ukraine and did exactly what his son wanted. The vice president gave a speech slamming the very Ukrainian law enforcement official who was tormenting Burisma, the exact guy. "If the Ukrainian government doesn't fire its top prosecutor, a man called Viktor Shokin," Biden explained, "the administration withhold $1 billion in American aid." Now, Ukraine is a poor country, so they had no choice but to obey. Biden's bullying worked. He bragged about it later.
I'm going to wait and play the Biden clip. You've heard it, but we'll wait because we don't have enough time to play the whole thing. But it's pretty simple that Biden, all the timing, if you look at the timeline of this thing, and you look at how Biden went somewhere, Hunter went with him, it's pretty clear that wherever Hunter starts dealing with a government, Joe Biden miraculously steps in and saves the day. And we can, you know, as I said, look, there's no rocket science here. Get somebody that understands how to do investigative reporting and knows how to connect the dots, and we're going to find out what we already know, which is Joe Biden helped his son with these crooked deals.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In an interview Sunday on 60 Minutes, Dr. Anthony Fauci said he wasn't surprised that President Trump contracted the coronavirus after what he called a super spreader event at the White House. Alyssa Farah, White House Communications Director, pushed back against that sentiment on Fox News, saying this is not the time to blame people for contracting the virus.
I don't think that we should get into the business of blaming people for getting the virus. But the other thing is, the president has a responsibility to be on the road, to be meeting with members of Congress, to be doing the job. This is not a job where he can be, you know, hiding in his basement from the virus. He's got to be out, and he's assumed some risk in doing so.
And a man in Chicago has been taken into custody after spending 13 hours hanging off of Trump Tower. Police say the man in his 20s climbed the building's 16th floor balcony on Sunday afternoon, demanding to speak with the president. He was safely taken into custody early Monday morning. This is USA Radio News. Members of the Trump administration are pushing back against assertions from House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff that the emails contained on Hunter Biden's laptop are part of a Russian disinformation campaign. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said on Monday there is no evidence tying the Hunter Biden laptop to Russian disinformation. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushes back on the allegation as well.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Those comments contrary to claims from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California.
And the World Series is set after the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Atlanta Braves last night 4-3 in Game 7 of the NLCS. They'll meet American League champs Tampa Bay in Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Now, Joe Biden gave that speech before the Council on Foreign Relations, so we pretend as if what he said was normal and officially authorized. This is how things are done. That's not true at all. This is bizarre. And the amazing thing about the video you just saw is that no one in that audience of Harvard graduates or other assorted smart people asked the glaringly obvious question. Why was the Vice President of the United States threatening a tiny country like Ukraine to fire its top prosecutor? That doesn't seem like a vice president's role. Well, now we know why. Viktor Shokin has signed an affidavit affirming that he was, in fact, investigating Burisma at the moment Joe Biden had him removed. Shokin said that before he was fired, administration officials pressured him into dropping the case against Burisma. He would not do that, so Joe Biden canned him. That's how things really work in Washington. Your son's got a lucrative consulting deal with a Ukrainian energy company. You tailor American foreign policy to help make him rich. Our foreign policy. Even at the State Department, possibly the most cynical agency in government, this seemed shockingly brazen. During the impeachment proceedings last fall, a State Department official called George Kent said it was widely known in Washington that the Bidens were up to something sleazy in Ukraine. Quote, I was on a call with somebody on the vice president's staff, and I raised my concerns that I had heard that Hunter Biden was on the board of Burisma. This, George Kent noted, could create a perception of a conflict of interest. So how did the vice president's office respond to this concern? Well, according to George Kent, quote, the message that I recall hearing back was that the vice president's son, Beau, was dying of cancer, and there was no further bandwidth to deal with family-related issues at the time. Family-related issues. This was America's foreign policy being tailored to Joe Biden's son. 5 years later, Joe Biden still has not been forced to explain why he fired Ukraine's top prosecutor at precisely the moment his son was being paid to get him to fire Ukraine's top prosecutor.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Tucker went on after that little opening remarks, and he talked about Giuliani having additional information about Biden. Now, if you've been paying attention over the weekend, there's even more that's beginning to leak out, and I'm going to try to get to some of that this hour. But here's what Giuliani had to say when they started talking about, oh, it's a smear campaign, and it was fabricated information. And even though Tucker did a good job by saying, if it's fabricated, you can have a real tough time when you talk to the people at the other end of these emails who have no problem saying, yep, he sent me that on that day. As Tucker said, it would have to be the most elaborate ruse in history. And let's face it, we've seen some goodies in the last 4 years. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Here's Giuliani.
Look at it. You tell me if it isn't authentic. It's authentic as hell. Some of those pictures on it can only have come from him. And I'll tell you why I know it for sure. I have about 10 pieces of confidential information nobody knows, except me and Hunter Biden. Kept it that way. You know, I investigated cases of 50 years. Every one of those hits the mark.
Everyone.
In other words, I have an anonymous source. I'll give you an example. I have an anonymous source that reports on a meeting at the State Department, which would violate the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And Hunter Biden was taken in the back door and kept off the books. The gentleman who was involved in it and who told me about it had the date. I've had that for a year and a half. That very date shows up in his emails. There are 5 emails setting up that appointment, that date, that exact time. Mm. I've got 5 of those, if anybody cares to examine. They're not even disputing it. This is Hunter Biden's emails, texts, and really, the photographs will shock the hell out of you.
So, Rudy, for people at home,
photographs are disgusting, and they make him a national security risk for the United States of America.
Rudy.
Because every photograph I have, China has, plus a lot more. They reveal federal crimes. They reveal disgusting sexual behavior, and then they reveal sexual behavior, and then numerous times where he has totally gone on crack, which means he spent most of the last 5 years on crack, and who would pay this man $2,
Rudy,
much
let
less
me ask you
$10 million, if he's a crack addict?
And there's that baseline question that many people, many of the low-level voters are asking themselves. They're not hidden from this story. They're saying, you know, we're talking about livable wages. We're talking about minimum wages. We're talking about $1,000 of, you know, for being alive and all this. And we got a crackhead whose daddy is getting him massive deals, millions of dollars, lining his pockets. This is a guy running around after marrying his brother's widow. And then screwing around with her with I think this girl was a porn star. He's gallivanting around the world on taxpayers' planes, and he's getting millions of dollars from countries setting up deals because his father is allowing it to happen. They are not missing it. Trust me when I tell you. They go in the voter's booth and they go, I get it. They're thinking back on Hillary Clinton. They're thinking back on Barack Obama. Now the Obama family worth tens, if not over $100 million. The Clinton family worth $100 million or more. And that was growing before they got caught. Pelosi, now worth over $100 million. Where's this money going? Where's it coming from? And they're getting an idea, finally. Giuliani says, I have anonymous sources at the State Department. They were taking Hunter in the back door. They were hiding this from public view. The dates line up. He's daring them. I wrote an article. I said, President Trump is daring them. Tell me no. Deny. Please do. Because you know what he did before? When he started dropping all this information and saying, you know what? I'm going to declassify this. I'm going to declassify the emails. He's now set the stage. Democrats, you want to try me? I will declassify everything here. I'm letting the public know. I'm going to give them a look. Call me a liar again. You gotta love it. Rudy went on to say they're not even disputing it. They were disputing it. They started out not disputing it. There was radio silence. You want to know why? They all met and said, how do we get out of this? What can we possibly do to get out of this? Joe, we warned you.
What?
Oh, well, I figured Hunter.
Now, can you imagine Joe Biden trying to explain why his crackhead son left a computer at a fix-it place or repair shop? Who? You know what I do when my computer goes down? I'm at the geek squad waiting, going, man, I got work to do. You know why Hunter Biden could relax? Because he had so much money. He wasn't like a typical crackhead going, man, get my computer back. I might have to take it and get it hocked. I might have to pawn it. He was in the cool of the evening, as we say. The dude didn't have a care in the world. And as I said to Democrats, and I'll say this to leftists or anybody else, you don't trust crackheads. The reason why we're conservatives, and you want to go, well, Kevin, you don't have any sympathy for drugs. I do. I have lots of sympathy for drugs. My father was a drug addict, in fact, a crackhead. It's a shame how his life turned out. Pathetic. I have lots of sympathy for it. My kids don't have a grandfather because their grandfather was a crackhead. I have lots. I can tell you lots about it. My uncle sold dope. I know a lot about dope. So don't get into the subject with me. The reason why I stayed away from dope is not because I'm holier than thou. It is because I made the conscious decision that said, I know what it can do and the impact it can have on my life and the life of people around me. Joe Biden didn't care. He enabled Hunter's crackhead habit. He took years off of his younger son's life by, and they tell you all the time, there's a saying in Proverbs. It says, if a man has a vice, You'll think you see it. Give him money, you'll see that vice on steroids. That's not the way it goes, but it's essentially that. It's saying, if you can't handle your scandal when you're poor, don't throw money at it. That isn't going to help. Hunter Biden went on a prostitution and drug binge. He put this country at risk. His father allowed our foreign policy to be put at risk because he's a doting, loving father. You know what? That may be admirable. Outside of here, personally, I don't think it is. But if you do believe that, that may be fine outside of the vice presidency. But it isn't when you're dealing on behalf of the nation. There is nothing good and fatherly about that. It's pathetic, is what it is. And Joe Biden and Hunter Biden never should have been able to get away with that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistant programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans for a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type beginning at a certain time of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man.
your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life if my last name wasn't fine.
Like your investment firm striking a billion-dollar deal with a Chinese-owned bank 10 days after you and Joe visit. And collecting over $80,000 a month from a Ukrainian energy company after your father was named point man on Ukraine.
It is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the Vice President of the United States.
The question is not why Hunter Biden used his name to get these gigs. It's why Joe Biden let him do it.
Hey, I'll be honest. I understand what Hunter Biden's saying. He's saying if you have a famous father, people are going to know who you are. And typically, if you have a famous name, you live up to it. You do something that strengthens the family name. or in the case of, in many cases with and I'll just say this, with black kids, we don't have our fathers, so we want to build a lineage in our own name. I know I grew up feeling that way. Like, you know, my dad was such a bad person. I don't even want to say that. He was a person put in bad circumstances, and it was too bad he succumbed to them. And he didn't have a normal life. But here's what I will tell you. Whatever happened to him, it put the resolve in me to say, I don't want that to happen. I'm not going to live a life of a drug addict. I'm not going to rob people. I'm not going to hurt my family and my friends and my loved ones the way that my father did. Now, I don't know what made Hunter Biden. I suspect Hunter Biden is dealing with the lies of his father. I suspect Hunter Biden always had to deal with, Bo is the good kid, you're not. And he watched his father lie his way and connive his way into very amazing things. And I believe Hunter Biden knows, and this is just Kevin Jackson speculating on the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. I'm speculating that Hunter Biden knows what his mom went through with Joe Biden. He knows the lies that Jill and Joe Biden have concocted over the years about the death of his mother, who very well may have tried to kill them. There's certainly some rumors about that. Joe Biden said that a drunk driving trucker killed his wife. And that is a lie. A drunk driving trucker did not kill his wife. The trucker in that fatal crash walked away, and if he'd been drunk, if he'd had an ounce of alcohol on him or in him, he would have been in major trouble, killing the wife of a senator and their daughter and hurting two little boys. Would have been major league problems, but he didn't. And it was no alcohol involved. And you know why Joe Biden told that story that way? Because Joe Biden was a scoundrel. And he wasn't a good father. He wasn't a good husband. And he wasn't a good politician. And Hunter knew it. I don't know whether Bo overcompensated. He tried to please Dad in every way. Because for some reason he looked up to him. Here's Dad getting away with all this. He's advancing. Maybe Bo felt like everything Dad did was okay. It was a sacrifice for the greater good. Let's face it, Democrats feel that way. They'll kill you for the greater good. But Hunter realized what was going on. And maybe that's what caused him to have a very different life than his brother Bo. I don't know, but he says it. Maybe he decided, you know what? Mom's dead. I'm a crackhead. I've lived a crazy life. Maybe I need to get mine. I'll just leverage my dad. He says, I didn't think a lot of things would have happened in my life if my name wasn't Biden. He knows that. There's no I don't think. And he says it's impossible to be on boards without saying I'm the son of the VP. That's a lie. He could say, my father's VP, but that has nothing to do with me being on the board. But what he's telling you is there's no way I get on the board unless I toe the line. And what Joe was trying to get him to do is say, look at your brother Bo. Look at what Bo did. Bo toes the line. I made him attorney general. What do you want to be?
Well, Dad, I mean, I know you killed Mom. I know you did all this other stuff, but I don't know what I want.
Well, listen, why don't you come with me and we'll go get you set up. You know, who knows what that conversation was? But Hunter Biden is struggling with family issues. That's what I believe. I believe that's the reason for his chemical dependency. That's the reason for his acting out. He wants to do the right thing. I think there's something inside of him that wants to do the right thing. But he can't. It's an inner conflict. For the record, it's an inner conflict that many leftists have because they're two-faced or they're watching somebody two-faced and they can't say anything because they'll blow the whistle on the family. They'll end the gravy train. So what Hunter decided is, I'll get in on the gravy train. Here's some dates for you. Joe Biden announced his run for the presidency on March the 12th of 2019. A week later, Hunter broke up with Hallie Biden. That was Bo's widow. And then on April the 12th, he dropped off the three laptops that he was going to get repaired in Delaware. around May the 10th. Now, understand, we got March the 12th. Joe Biden announced he's going to be president. April the 12th. I'm sorry, shortly a week later from March the 12th, Hunter Biden breaks it off with Halle Biden, the widow of his brother. April 12th, literally 2-3 weeks later, he drops off the 3 laptops to be repaired. May the 10th, about a month later, he was introduced to Melissa Cohen by her friend, gets married to her on May the 16th. This is 6 days later. And then 3 weeks later, he sued for child support for a baby born in 2018 in Arkansas to London Alexis Roberts. That's the name of the baby. He fathered the baby while he was living with Halle Biden, so he was obviously cheating on her. So the point is this. You can see that Hunter was busy in 2019 and that, as his friend had sent me this message said, the last thing on his mind was going to get his 3 laptops. This is a guy that is strung out on crack, but he's living the high life. He's a crackhead that now has more money, as my grandmother would say, the dude had more money than sense. He was out there living a life that he could not lead on his own. He was under the protective umbrella of Papa Biden, Joe. And now they want you to believe that it's a smear campaign. Who smeared him? Who got him kicked out of the Navy? Donald Trump? If he got an honorable discharge, I asked a friend of mine the other day, he got out of the Army. I said, hey, just out of curiosity, if you got caught doing coke in the Army, he was honorably discharged, served in the Army for 30 years. I said, well, if you got caught doing coke in the Army, he goes, I would have been in Leavenworth. That's what he told me. And I said, well, I wonder how Bo Biden have skipped that. I mean, Hunter Biden skipped that. He just started laughing. What do you need to make up here? Let me just ask you, folks. What's a smear campaign? Guy gets kicked out of the Navy, honorably or dishonorably. You can't get kicked out of the Navy for doing coke honorably. So maybe he left. But it's a dishonorable thing to get kicked out. He marries his brother's widow. I would tell you, admirable. He's going biblical, as the guy said. Ooh, Kevin, he's doing the biblical thing. Okay, fine. He's going biblical. He marries his brother's widow. He's having an affair with some chick in Arkansas, has a baby by her, won't pay the child support. And oh, by the way, the Biden family, this is Papa and Dr. Jill, won't even recognize the child, even when they found out that the child's DNA was Biden family DNA, ergo, it was Hunter Biden's baby that they denied. They found out they have not done anything to welcome their grandchild into the world. I guess it's not politically expedient to do so. But they want to tell you it's a smear campaign. It's a smear campaign that this guy gets introduced to Melissa Cohen by a friend, marries her. He meets her on May the 10th. 6 days later, this crackhead flies off to Vegas or something, and he gets married. While he's in the midst, folks, of a paternity suit, and he's divorced, in the process of divorcing his brother's widow, and they tell you, we're out to get him. There's a conspiracy here. He leaves his laptops. There's an easy paper trail to follow. Everybody's got the same hard drive. They got the same emails, so they can all check it out forensically. The FBI, headed by Crooked Chris Wray, another Obama-era type leftist FBI director. I don't know why Barr leaves him there unless it's just to make a fool out of him. I don't know. But here's where we are, and they want to claim that we're the bad guys. Unbelievable. And this is the nonsense we put up with.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.